What's good, everyone? Welcome to season 3 of the African Americans in Sport podcast. In this unique podcasting format, each episode is a lesson and each season is a semester where we detail the diverse experiences of African Americans in sport.
What's up, good people? I am excited. I'm here. I'm elated. This is season 3. This is season 3. That was a lot of work to get us to this point, but a lot of knowledge has been shared, and I'm looking forward to sharing a great season of knowledge this year, particularly around policy, law, sports, with the lens of Black folks. And it always becomes an interesting intersection at that, because we know like law and policy has worked for us and against us in the past, particularly in educational settings. And now we're looking at the overlay of sports. And that being one of our staple pieces, just looking forward to some of the pieces, particularly for some of the folks that I interviewed with NIL, looking at what it means in terms of the policy moving forward, some of the projections they can see with NIL and some of the regulations that may, you know, tamper with it, but also just how it impacts the morale of student athlete, how it tends to treat them as a pawn in a larger game. Just a lot of really great folks, a lot of really great information that's coming at you all. And I mean, I'm gonna ask you all, are y'all too excited about this? Am I the only one here?
No, you're not the only one. Okay. I'm excited too. I think we took a slightly different approach to the way that we organized podcast this year. And we had some really interesting themes that we're going to tie into. I'm excited that we're going to continue our conversation highlighting Black women. Our 50 for 50 series is ongoing. We're not stopping that because it's not Title IX's anniversary year. We want to continue to highlight the contributions and the works of Black women to the realm of athletics. And I have a very special conversation that I'm working on getting recorded for this season, and we are going to get it done. It's with a woman by the name of Ava Perkis. She's a professor at the University of Michigan, and she wrote this book called Fit Citizens, and it talks about the history of Black women and physical activity and sport and movement. And so that's one conversation that I'm excited to have. I'm excited to get done. That's going to be happening in the spring. And I think actually, I haven't told you guys this, but we're actually going to do a live recording of that one. And so we'll have information about that as we get closer and closer to March when, or actually in April when that conversation happens. Brandon, what are you excited about for season 3 of the African Americans in Sport podcast?
Well, I'm excited about everything. I'm excited about hearing the interviews you guys had with some of the people that you guys connected with, and even going back to listen to some of the interviews that I've taken from. And so I'm always excited about getting new knowledge and hearing, you know, coming from different personnel, the different personalities, and always interested in learning people's stories. You know, how did they get to where they are and how it impacted them? And I just find from using this podcast or podcast or my African American in sport class as a unique tool to keep students engaged in this type of work. They love it. And I'm looking forward to them seeing this particular season, especially when we're focusing on African American women in sport and their contributions throughout history, even to now. And so I'm excited. And I'm also got to be at the barrier of some bad news. This is my last season as a co-host for the African American Sport Pie class. It's a sad day. I'm definitely going to miss it, but it's definitely necessary for me in the direction of where I'm going. But we're family. You know, these are my brothers here. And so this won't be the last time you hear from me. Hopefully they will tag me to help out and be a guest co-host, because I really enjoyed this. Just the way life's direction is taking me, I have to go a different direction. But I'm excited about where this podcast is going. I am a huge supporter and I'm always be a fan. So there you have it. You have the news.
We're gonna miss Brother Croons, but we're not really gonna miss him because like we know him for real in real life outside of this. I mean, we appreciate the contributions that he made. Actually, Brandon was a key catalyst to like connecting us with a lot of the guests.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Absolutely. Bruh, like the connects with the people that work with the NBA and stuff like that. And the NFL. Yeah. Come on now. Let's not diminish the impact, okay? And so we appreciate all the contributions that Brandon made to the pod class. And, you know, brother, we wish you well on what's coming next.
Thank you. Thank you, fellas. Thank you.
A lot of success coming. But you got to come back and share the success, though. I mean, obviously, on your journey, too. The point of why we do a lot of this is to see people go through certain phases, not only of career, but how that revolves around sport. And obviously, we know you're very entrenched in the research, and just the progression with your career is always good for folks to know about. And like you said, door's always open. Come back. Like I said, come back.
All right. All right. Now, when I come back, I'm expecting to be back.
Yeah, but see, you close the door. The other side of the interview next time, though. So I'm not going to take it easy on you. I'm going to force you to answer the questions that you
questions
about.
You guys are getting
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a good
point.
All right.
So, Alvin, I got a curveball for you.
Throw it at me.
We ain't talked about this before, but no one could replace Brandon. But I think it would be dope if we put a call out to see if there was someone that wanted to be another host for the show. And I think in particular, because we have this focus on Black women in sports, like I'd really be interested. Is there anyone who's out there who works in academia or is a woman working in sports that would be interested in being one of our co-hosts and participating in a production of the show? Man, shoot us an email, right? Send us that message, hit us up on LinkedIn, Twitter, or whatever. And we'll see if we can get another co-host in here. That way we can get a different perspective, even from the standpoint of asking questions. Because I'm not going to ask the same questions that someone like, you know, our sister Latrice might ask or our sister Ajane might ask. And I'm not saying their names because for any particular reason, you know what I'm saying? But it'd be great to have them on the show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just putting that out there anyways. So, yeah, I think Alvin is cool with this, that we'd be open to having, you know, somebody else, even if it's just like a guest lecture, like Brandon, you know, come on, just do some interviews. You know what I'm saying? Anyways,
I'm all for it. And I mean, support that 100%.
If it's too big of a commitment for some, I have a rotating schedule.
Yeah.
Rotating schedule. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but I think another perspective, particularly in between hours in a direction that is going with the 50-50 is going to help it not only production, but also like the people that we choose, the topics that we continue to talk about, it all gives diversity of perspective within African-American athlete experience. So I'm 100% here, ready for it. And I think it's a great idea. I'm glad you threw that curveball.
So we also got to acknowledge Alvin's background.
Absolutely. And
so Alvin, tell us a little bit of the reason why you chose that particular background.
Because life's a beach.
Oh,
life is a beach. Like you have to live on the beach at all points of your life.
You know, you could also get married on the beach too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Renew those vows on the beach.
I see what you're doing.
Hint.
Yes, absolutely. So in April, my wife and I will be married 7 years. We're renewing our vow for year 7.
Hey,
it's a sacred number. Sacred number. And we're finally getting a chance because my wife and I got married in graduate school. Mm. I hadn't even graduated yet. And for those that know the graduate struggle, we were broke, right? Like paycheck to paycheck is an overstatement. But have fun though. Share resources, everything. And, you know, it was what it was when we got married. Now we'll finally have a chance to celebrate our union and in a major way. Excited to do that in Honolulu, Hawaii in April. So that's going to be a blast. A lot of family, a lot of friends coming. But that's not the reason I have this background. I have this background to remind me I got to chill out and sit on the beach because people be making me mad.
That's right. I'm going to steal that back. Bruh, you got that thing moving too. Yo, how you get the moving background?
You know what? I've seen that before and I'm like, man, I love it.
I want one of those.
It makes me want to go to the beach for real though.
That joint still make me want to go to the beach, yo.
I'm saying, y'all are closer to a beach than I am. Y'all can like fly there.
What are you talking about? You live in Seattle. Yeah. You're right on the coast.
Find a beach that looks like this in Seattle.
We ain't got beaches like that in Texas. What are you talking about? You can go to California. Anyways, we're so off topic right now.
Mexico is right there. Mexico is right there.
That's true. Alvin, you want to give us the last word as we move into season 1, episode 1 and get things? We don't even know what episode 1 is yet, but y'all going to see what it is.
Season 3, episode 1 is coming at you. I will tell you this. LeBron is the greatest basketball player to play the game, not only because he's about to pass Kareem in points, but look what he's doing in the community. I wanted to share that piece because that's major, right? He's dipping into a lot of different places, and that's a quintessential Black athlete.
Wait, you interview LeBron?
I wish I could. You know what? If I had proximity, it would happen. Episode 1 right there. On a more serious note, I appreciate you all for continuing to listen to us. Obviously, we've become three talking heads that want to interview folks that have great depth of knowledge. But your continued listenership is much appreciated from every single one of us. And we know that it's got to be good because you keep coming back. So we're wishing y'all a great 2023. I know we're still in January. We got months to go, but that means we also have a lot of opportunity to go as well. And like I said, keep listening. If there are some folks out there that you want to have us interview, that you want to have as part of this podcast, we're available, we're ready, and we want to hear their voices too. From the man. Thanks for being listeners for us, with us.
Thank you. Thanks
for your bias, but we'll stop there.
Thank you for joining today's class. If you learned from and like what you heard, please leave a review, give the class 5 stars, or donate to our Patreon. A link can be found in the show notes.